Ralphie Radio Show every Friday, recapping the week that was with Life and Style and the Scene Queen. Scene Queen Juliet Eason checking in right now here on the RRS. Juliet, thanks for the time, and let's kick off with Taylor Swift. I remember speaking, I think I was speaking with you or Jordy about the situation and his interesting... obviously the situation had some very interesting rider requests as far as how much alcohol he wanted, what you could and could not say to him, or if you could even look at him for that matter. Taylor Swift making some interesting requests now as she's getting ready to go on tour here in the States, correct?
She is. And she's sort of at the other end of the spectrum when you think about crazy rock stars or reality star demands. More than anything, she just wants to be normal and come across as normal, and she wants to make sure that anyone that's on tour with her is going to be a positive influence. So because of that, when she auditions backup dancers, her team lets them know that there's strictly no drugs or no alcohol allowed on the tour.
So, I mean, what are the repercussions if somebody does bring alcohol or drugs on the tour? Are they kicked off immediately?
Basically, yeah. They're just basically shows that they're not a good influence on Taylor, and they don't want anything to do with them.
Well, you know, it certainly helps keep the backstage area very drama-free. Taylor's life probably a little extra stress-free and prevents any other rumors from getting out about what may or may not be happening back there. So I guess it's good that she does this.
Exactly. And I think when you look at somebody like Miley Cyrus, who we have the video of her smoking salvia or drinking when she's out of the country, so where she's legal, or you look at somebody like Taylor Momsen, who's up on stage wearing hardly any clothing and,
right,
you know, 10 pounds of black eyeliner on, Taylor definitely has a much more wholesome, family-friendly image.
Unlike Taylor Momsen or Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift is actually of legal age. She's 21.
Exactly.
So she could legally have, you know, cigarettes or alcohol back there at all, but she chooses not to. You know what? Good for her. Absolutely. Definitely applaud that. And I'm glad that the Scene Queens found out about it and are reporting about it in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Scene Queen Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Juliet, you were recently a judge at a fashion show in New York. Is this correct?
We were. It was awesome. It was a charity fashion show called Dress to Kilt, and it raises money for Scotland, basically.
Dress to Kilt?
Dress to Kilt.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they get a lot of famous Scottish Americans to come walk in the show, and one of our favorite bad boys, Kiefer Sutherland, was walking the runway along with his friend Chris Noth, who you may know as Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Right.
And so both gentlemen were in totally traditional garb, kilts and all, and basically when they got right in front of us, they mooned us, and you may know that traditionally you're not supposed to wear anything under your kilt, so I suppose they were just trying to show us
that they were
wearing it in the traditional way, but I don't think we were expecting that at all, and we definitely saw everything.
Were you snapping pictures with your smartphone, Juliet, or no?
I mean, just for me. Not for public consumption.
Not that I'm interested in seeing them anyways. I was just curious. I didn't know what exactly we could expect in this latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, so that's why I wanted to know. But these stories and much more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Scene Queen Juliet Eason recapping the week that was here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Juliet, have a great weekend.
You too.